Back now with Day to Day. Last week, we launched Youth Radio's weekly series, What's the New What? It explores trends in young America.
What's the new what? I say, disrespect is the new chivalry.
That's last week's contributor, Alana Germany. She said, chivalry is dead.
Take a listen to this classic love song from 1972 by the Four Tops.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Now take a listen to a remix from My Generation by Bay Area rap legend Too Short.
Is disrespect the new chivalry? We asked you, and a lot of you responded.
My name is Dane Slothog. I live in Boise, Idaho. Men do things that we know will work. At some point, walking behind a woman going, yee, 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 worked for somebody. Whose fault is that? Men would wear fur pants, face paint, swinging a dead cat with a tail, and singing folk songs from the 60s if it got them a phone number. If women lead, the men will follow.
Well, Alex, would you wear fur pants to get a woman's attention?
Well, I'm happily married, so I don't need to anymore. 26-year-old Adam Letty from Ohio thought that he would hate this series, but actually he liked it well enough to call.
I was afraid the segment would be too cute, too trite, or to be blunt, too young for me to understand. I think chivalry is dead even among men who don't refer to women as bitch, sexy, or chocolate. I, for one, open doors for my dates unless they instruct me to do otherwise. Yet amazingly, I remain single.
And women wrote in too. Here's Kelly Gwynn from Anchorage, Alaska.
Hi, I just wanted to write and say thank you for the excellent report on the tragic death of chivalry. It's something I've noticed for a while now. Okay, I just read that and it sounds like I'm about 80, but I'm not. I'm only 27. But really, disrespect for women, particularly young, attractive women, has become so prevalent that it's just accepted. Hopefully, your report will make people realize disrespect for women will get them nowhere.
And some quotes from other listener emails. Chivalry is dead, and it's about time.
That's from Andrew Pilney. He says the feminist movement ended chivalry. Women can open their own doors, and that's good. He even suggests men should hold doors for each other.
Jeff from Newark, Delaware says this was one of the rudest pieces of information I've ever heard on NPR.
Jeff didn't give his last name, but he gave his opinion. He said he expected to hear about what's trendy, stylish, and hot in young America, and he was very disappointed.
Hey, don't turn off that radio, Jeff. This week's What's the New What is about fashion.
Okay, let's take John Witherspoon's line from the movie starring Ice Cube called Friday as our starting point.
You got to know how to coordinate. I'm coordinating. You got to coordinate.
But according to Youth Radio's King Anya Howell, coordination is over.
He's not talking about mixing plaids and stripes.
Here's this week's installment of Youth Radio's What's the New What?
What's the New What? Here in Oakland, California, mismatching is the new matching. Back when I was 11 years old and not really concerned with my appearance, a girl roasted me hard for not matching.
Every time I see you on the playground, you always got something funky on. You can't never match.
That was all it took for me to start color coordinating my fits. To this day, I don't leave the house without matching my shirt with my shoes. I even buy sports apparel featuring teams I don't like just because I have a hat or some shoes to match it with. But today, it seems like more and more youngsters, especially girls, are leaving their houses for the day and taking their whole closets with them, matching or not. I was on the train the other day, and I saw this young girl wearing
lime green pumps, pink spandex leggings, an electric blue top, and pink hair,
which was woven into the rest of her black weave. I saw her meet up with another loud-dressing young lass who was sporting some
fluorescent orange Reebok shoes, knee-high rainbow socks, a yellow top, and orange hair extensions.
When all seven of these females eventually got together that sunny day, I could hardly look directly at them because all the fluorescent colors made them look like a bad Pokemon episode. Not since the 90s and the Cross Colors brand has random colorage been acceptable. The difference is, with Cross Colors, the color schemes were pro-black, African and Jamaican themed with red, black, and green, or green, black, and yellow palettes.
People were definitely influenced so that they were proud of, you know, who they were, where they're from.
Now, there is no political rhyme or reason to the color selection of these outfits that shout out, "Help! A box of highlighters just threw up all over me." Girls even have a name for their bright-colored rocker fashion.
Yeah, it's called Fruity Pebble Punk Rock.
Some say it's the fashion of today, but I say coordination will always be key to kicking it. I told all of this to a youngster who then tried to defend his mismatched style.
Mismatching is way better than matching because when you match, it's so boring. And when you mismatch, you get to walk out looking
like... But before he could finish his sentence, I told him, "What? I can't hear you. Your outfit is too loud." For NPR News, I'm King Anye Howell.
What's your new what? Email us what@npr.org.
And next Thursday from Youth Radio.
What's the new what? I say syrup is the new thizz.
What?
You'll find out next week.